Right now it is time for our visit with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area from the Republican American. And it's a belated happy birthday wish to Ruth. Happy birthday, Ruth.
Oh, thank you, Marshall. Yes. Well, we're trying to forget them.
No, we're not. We are evolving. And this brings us to...
This brings us to something very special. Agnes Nowicki is celebrating her 100th birthday today.
Oh, wow.
And Agnes listens to us every day.
Which means that we must be doing something right, because if you've evolved to 100 and you've had a lot of things to sample from and you choose us...
You're keeping the... us going. It's wonderful.
Right. So happy birthday, Agnes, and happy birthday, Ruth.
Thank you so much. And there are two birthdays at GEAR this week, both reaching 100. There's going to be a party, a double party for two folks. So longevity is live and well in the Northwest Corner.
Well, you know, we Marion Chatfield calls in here all the time. And Marion, Marion, I think, is 90. I want to say this, 95 or 90.
91.
No, she's older than that. I spoke to her just the other day.
Yeah, you gave me a different number, so whatever.
Whatever, but she's a fabulous lady.
She's a fabulous, as you say, fabulous lady, and she's out there doing everything. So.
She's terrific. Yes, good for her.
Yep.
Well, it's a busy night tonight, though.
Oh, it's our favorite night of the month. We have Salisbury Selectmen. We have Region 1 Board of Ed, and we have Canaan Selectmen. So.
And for the Region 1 Board of Ed, the dimes are different today.
Yeah. They're meeting at 6, I think.
That's a special meeting with the
ABC. With the ABC to go over budget, I believe.
Yes.
I think that's it. And so we're going to have to race from Salisbury to Falls Village catch that.
And then immediately after that meeting, they'll start their regular Region 1 meeting.
And Region 1, again, has been in the news. They had an ABC meeting this past week. There was a presentation by Mike Ellington, the IT guy from the high school, who is pushing for regionalized IT throughout the region in the schools, and he got some pushback. Some of the board members thought, you know, it was a good idea, regionalize, have everybody under one umbrella. But Marty Lindenmeyer from Kent was a little concerned, had some questions, as did Pat McCara from Falls Village. So,
it sounds great to streamline, but the schools are so different, and
exactly,
you can really and where it really stands out is this year with the scheduling. I mean, Kent has been very vocal. There's lots of things these schools do different operating with under the umbrella of Region 1.
You know, that's an interesting point you bring up, Marshall, because I was just talking to somebody about that. People who come in here, generally new people, say, you know, we really should regionalize. We're one district, and when the kids come to the high school, they should be all on the same page. But there's never been a problem, as far as I can tell.
No.
The schools are different. They're different cultures in every school and in every town. And the kids come in, and they meld, and they work it out. And so, you know, there is pushback to this, everybody cookie cutter be the same. And I don't know about technology, because I really can't.
But it's just made the region, that's what makes Region 1 so special, and why it's when the first regional district in the state, and one of the first in the Northeast, is that you do take six different towns, which demographically
are fairly close to each other, but
demographically they're as far away from each other as possible.
You cross the border from Salisbury to Canaan, it's totally different.
And that's it's a wonderful, actually, opportunity to learn that things are different, not the same.
And everybody doesn't come into college, you know, knowing the same or having all the same information. It's
or exposure or anything.
Or to anything. You're right. I don't know enough about technology, whether that would work and needs to be worked. But Mike also did say that Kent is far away and it wouldn't be part of the help desk if somebody needed help within 10 minutes or something. So there's a lot to be worked out on that, and so we'll see. And there's also some discussion about the search for the new principal, or non-search, at Salisbury Board of Education. Dave Beiersdorfer and even Keith Moon had a couple of comments about a precedent setting where you don't search and you just take somebody. Nobody has any problems with Ian Strever moving up. That was not the case, but it was the process. They supported the choice, but the process. And we've been through that before. We have elevated people, and some works and some doesn't. So I don't know where that stands, but people are concerned about no search going on.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about a search for a principal, and then one you stack up against Ian, is that you might find somebody that, you know what, in that search, this is maybe somebody who would take the assistant. You just never know.
Yeah,
it's just a smart thing to do and a right thing to do the search.
Well, that's what some of the people are saying. So, but it looks like they're going to discuss Ian tonight. I would think at this meeting. I'm guessing. I'm not sure. Looking ahead, we have Cornwall Selectmen tomorrow night. And some other, the lasagna dinner at Kellogg School Friday night for the eighth grade class trip.
To Quebec, yep.
To Quebec, and a snowstorm in the middle.
You know, it's funny, when I hear the trip to Quebec, I always think of my eighth grade trip was on a Circle Line cruise around New York City, and it was raining a light mist that day. And I can still remember Lance Middlebrook standing up on the front of the boat and saying, "We must be going south. It got warmer." And I can also remember my spectacular, on the bus ride down, looking out the window and seeing people drinking alcohol out of what appeared to be paper bags. And Mr. Peterson said, "Well, Marshall, inside those paper bags, don't worry, there's bottles."
I can remember chaperoning kids from Kent down there, and some of them had never been to New York City. You know, we're 2 hours away, but some of them, and they were just oogling and wide-eyed over some of the things they saw coming through New York.
Can I just say that even an hour south of here, Golden's Bridge, North Salem, there are kids who don't and haven't been down there.
Really?
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting. But
it is pretty interesting and unfortunate because...
Because it's there, and if it's there and you can get to it, you might as well look at it.
And form your own
opinion.
One final thing this week, there's still people that are waiting to get power back and scheduled to get it back by Wednesday, which is the day where we're scheduled to have our next storm.
Really? There are people still out?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. We were out for almost a day, and it was torture. I can't imagine.
Yeah, there are
out.
Some people that are still out, actually.
So what's your prediction for Wednesday? Is your guy saying we're going to get a lot?
He's going to say it's definitely shovelable, and it all depends where it lines up. But, yeah, we have potential this time not for a lot of wind, but for a more general wide snow that might be 5 to 10 inches. Yeah.
Another snow day.
And then a possible storm again on Monday again.
Well, I was just saying to Marshall, actually, we haven't gotten through the year yet. We got to go, but we haven't gotten through the year yet without a week that is has been messed up.
Yeah. They're going to be going into well into June at this point. A lot of snow days.
All right. Well, Ruth.
Okay. Well, as I say, I'm sure we'll have things coming out of tonight's meetings, and we'll be on top of it, hopefully.
Okay, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, guys, thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American Report.